This is The Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media, the show about life's appetites. I'm Lynn Rossetto Casper. You know, getting ideas for homemade gifts can be challenging, but we found a book with a decidedly British take. It's Homemade Gifts from the Kitchen by the UK food writer Annie Rigg. Annie, welcome.
Great, thanks for having me.
So you were a rock and roll caterer.
Yes, I spent 3 years of my youth traveling with Paul McCartney, Rolling Stones, Pink Floyd. We went around the world 3 times, so picked up a few things along the way.
Sounds like a great way to misspend one's youth.
It's definitely a game for the young.
You know, this book has a lovely British bent to it. For instance, you've got a recipe for an Indian chutney in it. Tell us about that one.
Well, we do certainly like our curries in the UK. And I don't necessarily like the main part of the curry. I like the pickles and the bread and the poppadoms and all the bits and pieces that go with them. So I have 2 chutneys in the book. One is an aubergine chutney and one is a mango chutney. And I quite often give them as gifts together.
And how long will they keep?
They keep for about 3 months. They take a bit of time to sort of mature if they've got spices in them. But once they're opened, they should always be stored in the fridge, these kind of things.
Uh-huh. So let's talk about crackers, because I don't think people ever think about making homemade crackers.
Well, I always think about baking. And I particularly love cheese. And I think if you're going to sort of serve or give a nice box of beautiful cheeses, why not make beautiful homemade crackers to go with it? And you can get so many different types of flour with grains and seeds in. And I think it just makes a really beautiful gift, a package of homemade oatmeal crackers and a beautiful bit of brie or a reblochon or something like that.
What's in the oatmeal crackers?
These ones have, they've got bran, and I use wholemeal flour, but I use wholemeal flour, which has got, as I say, lots of little bits of interest in them, maybe some barley flakes and some oat flakes, and a smidge of dried mustard powder, and then just salt, pepper, and butter and sugar, really. It's very easy. I mean, most people have those ingredients in their cupboards anyway, so it's a good gift to make as the last minute, sort of if you're invited to dinner or something.
How about the sweet side? What kinds of things do you like to do on the sweet side?
Oh, I love all sweet making. I love making candies, toffees, caramels, marshmallows, chocolate truffles, baking, and Turkish Delight as well. I make quite a lot of that.
What is Turkish Delight?
Turkish Delight is the rose water-scented jelly, which is sort of set with gelatin and then cut into cubes and tossed in powdered sugar.
Oh, I think I know what you mean. Yeah, and they're kind of chewy. They kind of melt in
slightly
your mouth.
Slightly chewy and unmistakably girly. I mean, they're very, very pink and light and delicious. They take a bit of practice, maybe sort of cutting them into the right size squares and cubes. They don't keep for too long, so it's best to make them and give them fairly quickly, but they're very easy to make.
How about a liqueur?
Well, I do quite a lot of fruit-flavoured alcohols, and particularly limoncello is a good one. I can't think of anyone that doesn't like limoncello. So it's a sort of lemon-infused vodka. And it's particularly nice if you prepare it as a gift, and maybe with some pretty shot glasses, and look out for a nice bottle, and tie it all up as one great big package.
So what have you learned the hard way about doing your own homemade gifts?
I think the lesson I learned last year was don't give too much. I gave a number of hampers to people with sort of 6 or 7 different things in them, and they all came back saying, oh, it was wonderful, we had so much to eat, but we just couldn't get through it all, and we felt bad because we, you know, didn't have time to eat everything, because some things have a shorter shelf life than others, so you need to make sure that people know exactly how long something will keep for. So it always helps to write on the gift tag, maybe the storage instructions and how you would suggest serving something, how long it will keep. Just any information like that's always really helpful and makes a nice little touch, I think.
Yeah. Hey, Annie, thanks for the great ideas.
It's a pleasure.
And happy holidays.
And to you. Thank you.
Annie Rigg's book is Homemade Gifts from the Kitchen, and we've got her recipes for that Turkish delight, the brinjal pickle, and the limoncello, and they're all on the website, splendidtable.org.